This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week, a message from Luke 6, 17 to 19, where Jesus spoke to two different crowds, people who were disciples and people who just came from all over to hear what he had to say. He spoke to two groups of people who needed to be healed of their diseases and people who were troubled by evil spirits. We talked about that yesterday, and we continue that thought line about being troubled or vexed by evil spirits. Does that speak to you at all? Psychologically, emotionally, or spiritually? Let's continue from Luke 6. I found a word that would intrigue me, an injurious spirit. People who are interested in hurting other people, not necessarily physically, but emotionally. You know why that relates to people? Because you got somebody in your family that has an injurious spirit, who takes delight in hurting people emotionally, hurting somebody verbally. I found there's a spirit of prostitution that was having to do with immorality. There were all kinds of different spirit, a drunken spirit, all these words used. And what it tells me is there's a multitude of troubling spirits in people's lives in 2016. And if you're honest, there may be a troubling spirit in your home, in your life, where you work, where you go to school, troubling spirits. And my point is this: Jesus took authority as the Son of God over disease and the troubling spirits, and people were cured of them. My point is this: if Jesus claims to be the answer and have authority over the demonic and over death itself and over disease, why would you want to be hooked up with anything or anyone else in the world? Why would you want to be hooked up with anybody other than Jesus Christ, who has all authority and all power? I want to go back to the story that I told you of David Ruhlman, because there was something I didn't quote in the first service. Eternal life is to know Jesus. I'm getting to know him more and more through my cancer. I am becoming more passionate and hungry for more of his presence and to go deeper into the knowledge of him and to comprehend the beauty of his holiness. Jesus said, "If it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you." Do you need cancer before you come to a desire to have the Lord? Do I need that? Do you need a medical crisis and then you'll seek the Lord like David is doing in his life right now? It doesn't have to be that way. You make a decision. It's an act of the will. You decide, I need to give my life to Christ. I need to believe in him. Annie and I had a discussion this week about this, that I believe that people have to come to the place where, even if they're not sure about what they believe about Jesus, that they say, I'm going to go ahead and make the decision to believe. And I think God then responds to that and affirms that decision and confirms it and works in their life. I really do. It's when a man says, you know what? I don't have it all figured out, but I'm going to trust Christ. A woman says, I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to decide to believe in Jesus. And if something happens, God honors the faith and the belief of a person who says, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And I'll trust you to fill in the blanks later. And I believe he will. That's not naive, that's reality. What do you need to trust Jesus to do in your life? You came to hear him today. You need healing in your heart, where healing really takes place, in your spirit and in your soul. He's the one who offers it. He's the one who provides it through his death on the cross and through the hope that he gives in everyday life.
Well, if healing means coming to wholeness, does that speak to you at all about something in your life that needs to come to wholeness? Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.